the Lord. I saw a lot of folks out this morning. It was a beautiful day to bike ride or to run or to get in your walking or whatever it might be. But it's a much better day this morning to enter into the house of the Lord and to worship, to lift up the name of the one that made it all possible, that through and by his mercy and grace has saved us and brought us into this newness of life. And oh, how we're thankful today for God's saving grace this morning. We appreciate this time he's allotted to us. We'd invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located 2019 Wayne Madison Road, just out of the Woodsdale community there. Our service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m. Worship follows at 11. And then on Wednesday evenings, we return for we have an adult Bible study and a youth service. And we'd invite you to come and join us in any of these services. We want to make a special announcement this morning on the 21st of June, that week, Monday through Friday. We will be having our vacation Bible school. It will be from 6:30 to 8:30 each evening there at the church. We'd invite you to come join us in that. Again, that's on Monday the 21st, and it goes through Friday. So it's 6:30 to 8:30 each evening, and we'd invite you to come and join us during those services. We do want to thank those this morning that have sent words of encouragement to us by phone. We received a card, and boy, that just lifts our heart this morning, encourages, and we appreciate that so much. And we just thank the Lord for you today. And if you would, join us in a word of prayer this morning. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come today, God, seeking your face and favor. Lord, we come this morning, God, realizing so much more these days, God, the very weakness of this body and of this flesh. But God, oh Lord, more determined today, God, that through and by thy blessed Holy Spirit, God, our Father, that we might carry on the work that's been set before us, God. Our Lord, that indeed we might do that which you've called us to do today. And Father God, our Lord, as we come to you this morning, we seek that strength from above. Our Father, like David of old, we look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Our Lord, we look to you this morning, God, how to strengthen us in body, Lord, to strengthen us in spirit. Our Father, we look to you for clarity of mind this morning, God. Our Father, that as we take this time, God, as we take our place, I hear, our Father God, that we might declare your word in the purity, our Father, in the power, in the spirit, and God, in which you intended it to be. Our Father, we know this morning, our Father, that we fall short, God, we know the day, how that we are not worthy. But, O Lord, through the precious blood of our Savior, how Jesus today, Lord, how you've made us fit subjects, Lord, you've called us to this work. And God, you've opened this door of opportunity, how that we might share the good news of the glorious gospel, how Jesus Christ. Our Father, therefore, we come to you this morning, for that guidance we need. We come to you today, to give us the strength, O Lord, and God, to give us the very word, how to speak this morning. And God, O God, we come to you now, for the one that called on the night past, Father, the circumstance, the situation there, and God, you know this morning, Father, I wasn't there. I only hear this and hear that. But God, you know all about it today, Father. And God, I'm glad this morning that you're an ever-present help in a time of need. Father God,
I give that leadership, I guidance, God, that grace and mercy, where it's needed today. Father, that the old church, I can roll on in this morning, God. I bless them, Father, that's without pastors, Lord. God, send someone their way, and oh God, Father, we'd ask you again this morning, how to bless your children, wherever they assemble today, Father, where your church is this morning, pour out your spirit upon them, Father, not only that they might worship, but Father God, that they might be souls born into the family, O Lord. God, we thank you for the report, Lord, of the candidates for baptism. Father, we're glad this morning that you're still sending out. Lord, that you're still calling to repentance. Father, that you're still saving them. How that will come and believe this morning. Father God, send conviction out today. This very hour. Father, we ask you again this morning. How to touch the one there in the hospital. And God, to touch those beside her. Father, we know this morning there's many, God, on the beds of affliction. I lift them up, we pray. Father God, we ask again today for those that have lost their loved ones, God. Father, be with them as they walk through that valley. And God, be with them as they grieve and their sorrows are heavy. Father God, bless them this morning that serve our country. God, bless those families. I've been touched by the tragedies of the week. Father God, there's just so much to ask you for in so little time. God, again, I'm blessed now the reading, the teaching, the preaching of your holy word. Give us the very words to say, God. Help us to remove self. Father God, to deliver that which you deliver to us. I'm blessed now, we pray in Jesus' holy name we ask. Amen and amen. I'm better hasten along this morning. Just a few verses, a little lesson under consideration. I'll be found in the 7th chapter of the book of Romans. The writings of the Apostle Paul this morning. All that appears to be a personal testimony there. But I'm going to read just a few verses down at the 22nd verse. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members. I warn against the law of my mind. I'm bringing me into captivity unto the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself, I serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Boys, I'm glad this morning, they steal victory in Jesus. A little while ago, Sister Stacy played this song, for one singing, victory in Jesus this morning. Brother, I've sung it all my life. I'm thankful for the old hymn. Brother, I'm glad for the old song. But I want you to know this morning, victory in Jesus is more than a song in the hymnal. Brother, it's a way of life. For the blood-bought, the born-again today. Brother, Paul wrestled I found himself to be blameless. How concerning the law. My brother, there's so much more this morning than this, these outward appearances. What is there? Brother, ye must be born again. You must receive and accept Christ as your Savior. That's the only way today there can be victory in Jesus. Brother, it doesn't come when we do this, when we do that. I know this morning sometimes men will say, if we overcome, what does the word say? Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Brother, how is it then how we can have victory by being born again? I'm blood bought. I'm bought with a price this morning. Paul said, therefore there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Brother, this morning I said, boy, it's a good day to do a lot of things, but it's a better day to serve the Lord this morning. It's a better day to lift up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. Brother, I don't know about you, but I can't thank him enough for extending unto me mercy, giving unto me grace, providing the promise and the hope. Brother, I can't thank him enough for victory in Jesus this morning. I said today, some will read the word, how they'll find an excuse, how they'll try to reason their sin away. Brother God, I can give his only begotten Son, how that you and I could have the forgiveness, how the victory over sin, and over death. Brother Paul, I said, then will be brought to pass this day, the saying, O grave, where is thy victory? Brother, this morning, I'm glad today, and God has delivered us, and God has provided for us. Brother, how wonderful it is to know that he's still on the throne, still in control. Brother, calling out out of those that would come, how would you like to have victory? How would you like to know Jesus? How would you like to have this morning how that hope of heaven after this life is over? I like it or not, how prepared or unprepared, how death is sure. Brother, the news shows us it can come swiftly, unexpectedly, sadly this morning, unpreparedly. But right now, today, this moment, in this time, and God extends to you an opportunity. And brother, that before the day, this day is o'er, and before the sun sets again, you can have victory. You can have this eternal promise, this eternal hope. My friend, this morning, you can know what it is. Boys, it's more than an outward appearance. It's more than following in the flesh. Brother, it's that inward man. Being born again. I'm by the grace of God. Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. I receive him this morning as your Savior. And you too can have victory in Jesus. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. God bless you.